Hey guys, it's great to have you along. This is a brand new podcast. It's FAQ Toronto, a weekly podcast focusing on Toronto's personal stories, local news, relationships, dating, and all the events that happen in this amazing city, not forgetting the culture. We want you guys to be a part of this amazing platform by giving us a call with your personal stories or any events that are happening in the city of Toronto. 647-633-0044. And most importantly, don't forget to subscribe FAQ Toronto.
Hey, it's Peter Platner Phillips, and this is FAQ Toronto, episode 2. As you can imagine, we're all experiencing COVID-19. It's not just affecting your everyday person, it's affecting local businesses. You name it, up and down the country, local businesses are struggling, and we've got a special local business owner on the phone today. His name is Owen Simpson. Owen is the owner behind Cloud9 Services and some other businesses as well, and we'll get into that. But I felt it was important that FAQ Toronto, we get these local businesses talking to us about how COVID-19 is affecting them. Owen, thanks for calling. You're on the phone right now. Just real briefly, since you know Toronto is on this semi-lockdown, how has COVID-19 affected you?
Peter, thank you for having me on your show. Thank you for having me on your forum. This is a very good forum for us to see how this is affecting us, and it's really affected my business in particular. My business is a laundry and dry cleaning business. So basically, we come to your residence or your place of business, pick up your laundry, wash it, and bring it back for you in a couple of hours or the next day. Now, because there's a lot of businesses closed in Toronto, I'm not able to do any pickups. So I've lost maybe around 80% of my business.
Wow.
And I'm finding it very, very hard to survive in this environment. I really am.
So before COVID-19 affected local businesses in Toronto, just explain, how was business happening? I mean, because we've just been locked down for about, I think it's about 3.5 weeks. So how were you doing before that?
I was doing wonderful, Peter. I mean, this is a business that I started in 2019, and it was starting to grow. It was starting to grow, and it was starting to flourish. But then as soon as the lockdown started, I said about 70% of my business were done through local businesses, through barbershops, hair salons, banquet halls, auto dealer detailing places. And because all those businesses are closed now, I'm not getting no business at all. So it's really, really affected me. And I honestly don't know how I'm going to survive the next 2 to 3 months if this thing continues.
Yeah, I think you're definitely feeling the ramifications of COVID-19 along with many other business owners. Your business in particular, though, was almost like, you know, something that people need on a day-to-day basis. Do you think the fear factor of COVID-19 is just put the brakes on that?
Oh, it definitely has, Peter. It definitely has. Because a lot of people are now home. And because you're home and you're locked in your home, you have a lot more time to do your laundry. So you no longer need an outside service to come in and pick up your laundry and go do it. And you have a lot of free time on your hands now. So instead of paying somebody to actually do your laundry, you'll go... you know, maybe to a neighbor's house, or you'll take the risk and go out and do it quickly and come back in. Because that's what I noticed at, you know, my laundromat. There's not a lot of people staying. They come, they put in the laundry, and they leave.
Right. And you started the business in 2019.
Yes.
How many locations do you have?
Well, right now I have one main location that I work out of. That's at 1028 Burnham Thorpe Road East. And that's at Burnham Thorpe and Tompkins in Mississauga, which is about 20 minutes outside of downtown Toronto.
How many staff have been affected by the business closing?
At the start, I had two people helping me. And right now, just me, myself. Just me, myself, and I, just trying to deal with the other 20% of the business that I still have. And, you know, I take protection when I go out. I make sure I wear my gloves, I wear my mask, and I try to do it as quickly as possible and get back in the house.
I'm just wondering, with this, you know, affecting so many business owners and what have you, have you reached out to the government for any of their subsidies, any of their grants or money that they're being given out?
I have thought about it, Peter, but I'll be 100% honest with you. I think I'm just going to be in a greater deficit at the end of this COVID-19 if I would say to go out and take advantage of the $40,000 that they're offering.
Yeah, that's right. Because
you know,
sorry to cut you. Yeah, because you do have to pay that back at some stage.
Yes, yes. And what I don't want to do is dig a deeper hole for myself.
Right.
And, you know, from what I'm hearing, they're saying that this COVID-19 might be a seasonal flu that keeps happening for year over year over year. And if that's the case, that means maybe October, November of this year, we'll be shut down again. You know, I'm just speculating because I'm not a scientist and I'm not a doctor, but I'm just going by what I hear over the news and just from word of mouth and just the internet. That this might be an ongoing thing for years upon years. And again, if I take a big loan from the banks, I think I'm just digging myself a bigger hole.
Well, I think you're a wise man. I think it's probably not going to work for everybody, but I think I would choose your option also. Looking at it long term, I have heard that this could last 18 months. Who knows? I'm not a scientist either. I just do a lot of reading, and we just don't know where it's going to go. I mean, for the people, for the staff members that you say there were two people helping you, I know it's just yourself now. I'm just wondering, do they have any other form of employment to get by?
Well, they do. They're both on unemployment at the moment. So they're both collecting unemployment, and you know, hopefully that lasts because the government is giving out a lot of money now, because I don't know if you know about the emergency relief fund. And
yeah,
they're not applying for that because they're already getting assistance from EI. So they did not qualify for that one.
Right.
So they're basically just living off EI. And like I said, hopefully this thing ends soon that we could come back and start working.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, how have you had any customers reach out to you at all? Sort of like saying when you're going to get back up and running, or has it just been radio silence, no customers reaching out?
Well, some of my personal clients, I have contacted them and they have contacted me. Mm. But because of the COVID, they're scared. I'll be honest with you, Peter, they're scared. I even spoke to one on Friday and he said, I am not doing anything until this COVID is over. I just cannot take the risks.
So there is a real panic out there then.
There really is. It does, the whole environment is different. People's attitude are different.
Yeah.
And it just, I can't wait for this to end, Peter.
No,
I really and truly can't wait for this to end.
Now, I know you've got Cloud9, the cleaning services, and you also started Grocery Cart to do people's shop. There seems to be an explosion of different entrepreneurials going out there and starting these grocery cart services. How's that one faring?
That one I started last week, Peter. I started it last week, Wednesday, and to be honest, it's faring quite well because right now there's a niche for it. There's a need for this type of service because if you're trying to get the big corporations to come to you, you're looking at a wait list of maybe 1 to 2 weeks.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm speaking on experience because me and my son, we've been ordering from the big corporations.
Mm.
And he said to me, Dad, I'm on the wait list for 2 weeks.
Wow.
And I said to him, well, maybe there's something we could do about this. And we started thinking of ideas, and we came up with Grocery Cart. And, you know, they've built a website for me over the weekend. We're now on Kijiji, and we're putting the advertising out there, and hopefully, you know, we'll get some more customers. But one of the big stumbling blocks we're getting is because we're advertising on Kijiji, and for some reason, Kijiji is not as trusted as it should be. But, you know, that's just obstacles. Being a small business owner, that's just one of the obstacles. There's some of the obstacles you have to overcome. And, you know, I thank Kijiji for having that forum, because if they didn't, a lot of businesses would not be able to survive in these COVID-19 times.
Well, you know, the funniest thing is, when we get into a situation that we're in right now, some real great business ideas actually come out of it. And it sounds like you're onto something. As I've said, there have been several grocery delivery services that have sprung up out of nowhere. So,
yes.
So if you build on your brand name and get that website up and running, I have no doubt that people will come to you. But I'm not sure I would fully rely on Kijiji. I honestly believe you've got to have a separate platform website. And once people hear about it, I'm sure you would definitely get your customers coming to you. Similarly, like when you had your Cloud9 laundry service, it's a similar type of thing, right? You've got to get those
correct.
You've got to get that brand name out there.
Yes, that's correct. So, you know, when I started Cloud9, I mean, my associates would go all over the city. We'd put up flyers, we'd build a website. We try to get the word out there as much as possible. We'd go to trade shows. you know, because again, it was like a new business to a lot of personal clients and even a lot of businesses, because they were used to dealing with the big boys.
Right.
And then, you know, you're the small kid on the block, so they're looking at you like, well, are you capable? And then over time, you show them that you actually are capable, and then they give you more business and you get word of mouth, they get recommendation, and actually see that you could actually build a business from this. So it's the same thing with the grocery cart. You know, starting off slow, we're starting on Kijiji, we're building a website, we're going to get the word out there, word of mouth. But again, it's kind of difficult to do word of mouth out there because everybody's wearing masks and nobody don't really want to talk to anybody. Yeah. You know, that's just the environment, the climate we're in now, that the world has changed. The world has really, really changed.
Yeah, this does seem like the new normal. It's unfortunate, but we've got to look on the positive side, if there is a positive side, and soldier on, right? Now,
that's correct.
How do you feel COVID-19 is affecting Black Canadian community?
It's affecting us quite a bit. It really is, because a lot of us now are unemployed.
Right.
Because I'll give you an example. I've been to maybe 7 or 8 Caribbean restaurants in the last maybe 2-3 weeks, and they're all closed.
Wow.
So those places that you were able to rely on getting a meal, when I don't feel like cooking tonight, or, you know, it's too busy for me to do anything, those are all closed now. And your other options are, you know, the big boys. You have your Kentucky and McDonald's, but it's not the same.
No.
It's not the same. It's really, truly not the same. So actually, one of my friends has started her own home-based business. It's called Carla's Kitchen.
Right.
And she cooks from her house on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and she sells it to our community. So it's mostly West Indian, Caribbean food. And, you know, like any small business, she's been doing it for about a month now. She started off small. Well, I'm able to actually help her now that my business is a bit slower. And she's doing well. She's doing quite well.
That's a brilliant idea. This is exactly what I'm talking about, where we get a pandemic situation. Well, it's not really good to have that. But anyway, but you've got to look on the positive and start something, right? When traditional businesses shut down, like they are now in Toronto, here you have your friend.
Right.
She's cooking food from the home. And how would customers get in contact with her?
Well, she has an Instagram page called Carla's Kitchen. And we're doing flyers next week. We're going to start doing some flyers because, you know, I've been able to use some of my business experience from Cloud9 and kind of inject it into what she's doing. And, you know, again, word of mouth, and she knows a lot of people.
Right.
I'll be honest with you. She's been here for almost 4 years. She came from Jamaica originally.
Mm.
So she knows a lot of people. So the word of mouth is going out. We're doing the flyers. And, you know, she's a really good cook. So that actually helps, too. If you're making good food, that will actually sell your product.
You see, this is what I'm talking about, right? Our whole ethos right here on FAQ Toronto is we want to just keep it absolutely local. We want to speak to people like you, people like Cara. We want to speak to all these individuals who don't normally have a platform to get their stories out. That's why I was, you know, quite happy to have you on to just see what's going on, because you can be locked in your own bubble and just basically, you know, you pretty much just watch the news and that's it, right? But then we get to hear
right.
it from you, and I mean, it just opens it up a little bit bigger. So that's amazing. I wish your friend the most success, and I might even be ordering from her. I could do with some hacky and dumplings, let's say that. But
Peter, for you, anything you want, man, I'll make sure that she makes a special dish, and I'll probably be delivering it, because, you know, that's the next part of what I've been doing too. With the grocery cart, I'm able to actually go out and deliver stuff now. So I help her on Fridays and some Saturdays just to get the food out to the people.
You know what, Owen, you really need to give the grocery cart business a personal name, a personal brand name. Grocery cart, love the name anyway, but I think you've got to call it something you've got to call it something like Owen's Grocery Cart. That way it identifies with people and people know exactly who Owen is when Owen turns up. I think you have to brand it in a way to that people know exactly who runs it, who owns it. And I have no doubt it will be a success.
Peter, you're absolutely right. Now, if I have to do that, I have to call it Owen and Sons.
Yeah.
Because my two sons are very well active in this, and my daughter as well. You know, she's helping me with the graphic design. She's helping me with advertising. She's helping me build flyers. So it's like a family business. Like, we've all come together, we've all chipped in, and, you know, just even over the weekend, just the amount of work that they put in to get the website up and running, to, you know, get it sent off to Google, and just everything that they've been doing, and just, they've been so instrumental in making this thing work, and it just, I'm so proud of them. I'm so, so proud of them.
Well, I don't know where you get your energy from, but I'm just wondering, how many other businesses in our community are out there probably struggling, but not, they don't have a voice, they don't know where to go, they don't know who to talk to? How many do you think are out there in the greater Toronto, Mississauga area?
Many, Peter, many. Too many to count, to be honest. Wow. Too many to count. And a lot of them are actually going under because they don't have a forum, they don't have a voice, they don't have anybody to actually, you know, help them spread the word that, hey, although COVID-19 is here and there's a lot of a lot of stuff going on, there is still business active. There is still people that out there that needs to make money. There is still business is flowing, and there's still, you know, a need for us, and a need for us to be doing what we're doing.
Exactly. And you see, there, I don't know where you get your entrepreneurial spirit from, but you seem to have this go-getter attitude, which you're not sitting down relying on the government giving you any money, you're actually going to make it work by any means necessary. And I love that. That is passion.
Yes. You have to have passion. You have to have passion. I used to work for a huge company, Peter. I used to work for a huge dairy company in the city. And, you know, I had my knowledge and I had my experience. And I said to myself, I keep making these guys rich. They're not making me rich. Exactly. I should just give me a paycheck. Let me start doing something for myself to see if, you know, in 20, 30 years, me and my family and my kids, we could start building wealth. Not just getting rich, but building wealth for generations and generations and generations to come. Because that's what they did.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally, totally agree. You know, I don't know how long COVID-19 is going to go for. I don't know how long this lockdown is going to happen, not just here in Canada, but around the world. But I do know one thing. If you sit down and wait for someone to give you a hand up, you'll be sitting down for a long time, right? So each and every one of us, yeah, and you'll be hungry. Each and every each and every one of us have to do something. And Cloud9 Laundry Services and the cleaning part of it, and the grocery cart, Owens and Sons. I'm going to give it a new name, Owens and Sons.
Thank you. I like that
grocery
one.
Services. They both have potential. It's about branding, getting the word out there, and making sure the service is top notch. And I have no doubt that you're going to do that. So I'm really impressed. So what's the next step for Cloud9 Laundry Services? What are you going to do? Are you just going to wait and see, or what's the next step?
Well, as I was saying, Peter, business is really slow right now. And, you know, we're still out there. We're still doing advertising on Instagram. We're still, you know, building our website and promoting it to the masses. But again, everybody is scared. You know, I don't have no other word to put it, but everybody is scared. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm hoping that after this is over, that we'll be able to actually start looking at maybe opening a next Cloud9 in the next maybe 6 to 8 months. And then after that, maybe the next year or two, another Cloud9. So we want to kind of franchise feed and brand out all across the city because it's a good service. You know, it's a very good service, and it's a service that's, it's not for everybody, to be honest, but the people and the customers that do use it, they're very, very satisfied. You know, I always say to them, when I bring back your laundry, when we bring back your laundry, you feel like you're on Cloud9. And you see the smile on people's faces. That's probably one of the most gratifying things about my job, is just the smiles on people's faces, to know that I send you out with 2-3 bags of dirty, dirty clothes, and you came back with this thing nicely folded and looking fresh and smelling fresh.
No, I totally get that. You know, I was just thinking, while you were just saying that, in this day and age, everyone has a cell phone. Most people have a cell phone. And
correct.
You may want to think about reaching out to an app developer who can make an app for a laundry service pickup. So basically, all they would do, that app, the customers would download the app. When they want their laundry picked up, they would basically tap into that app. The information would go to you. You would go to their apartment or their house, and you would know exactly what's to pick up. So it's non-contact, basically. Non-contact pickup, non-contact delivery. And even on that app, they'll be able to pay for the laundry service monthly, weekly, or whatever. I think that's the angle that you need to be looking at.
Oh, that's a great idea, Peter. That's a great, great idea. When I first started, that's something I looked into. But at the time, I'll be honest, my startup capital wasn't that great.
Right.
So my son was in university, so I spoke to him about getting some of his friends that's in university to start looking into it. This was like, you know, and then everything kind of started revving really, really fast. And we heard about what happened in China. And then, you know, the whole world changed. I'll be honest with you, the whole world changed. So that kind of put a brakes on that. But that was like one of my first starters to build the app. But it is something that we're definitely going to look into in the future and keep looking into, because like you said, contact free, that's the way to go now. And it might be like this forever.
Yeah, that's right. But it's, I wouldn't stop. I would keep the pressure on. I definitely think that's an angle. We've got to look for the future.
Oh, definitely.
And I think the app method would definitely work. Listen, man, this has been a pleasure having you on FAQ Toronto. I want you to spread the word. Let everybody know that we do have an amazing new platform to get those stories out. Because I know for a fact there's many more Owens out there. That's why we created this platform. So it's been a pleasure.
Peter, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And again, thank you for this platform. I'm spreading the word, because ever since we spoke, I've been telling everybody I know, really, that, you know, this is out there and that we're going to do this interview and we're going to get this thing spread to as many people as possible, just to let them know of the awareness that we do exist. There's still business in the city. The city is closed down, but we're still moving. We're still going.
Right. And you said the magic word, right? The city's closed down, but we're still doing business. We're still up and running. You imagine that there's major corporate companies. They don't just shut down because they get a pandemic situation. They adapt and they change and they maneuver and they keep it rolling, right? And that's exactly what we got to keep doing.
That's right. That's right. And I thank you again, Peter, for inviting me on. You know, this was a great, great interview. Keep up the good work and God bless you.
Yes, definitely, sir. It's been a pleasure. Thanks again for joining us this week on FAQ Toronto. Make sure you visit our website on anchor.fm/FAQ-Toronto. Subscribe and also give us a review. It'd be great to hear from you guys. You can also support this podcast with a small monthly donation to help us sustain future episodes. If you have a story, let us know. We would love to speak to you and we'd love to hear that. Send us a voice note to our email address, faqtoronto@gmail.com. We're all about Toronto. Be sure to tune in for our next amazing episode on FAQ Toronto. We're all about Toronto.